Chapter 5. When Pocahontas arrived in London, there were many people who were interested in seeing her. She saw the king and queen and met with many important people, but after that we don't know very much about her. Many people in England were interested in knowing about Indians. Because Pocahontas was a princess, people wanted to know even more about her. She went to the English court. She talked to Dr. King, the Bishop of London. When they acted Ben Jonson's Christmas His Masque at court in January 1617, Pocahontas and Tom O'Connell were both there. Chamberlain wrote about their visit. The Virginian woman, Pocahontas, and her father's man met with the king. They liked Ben Jonson's play. When she came back, she looked sad, like the wind was about to take her away. Rich people ignored Pocahontas. They were more interested in John Rolfe's loyalty. Peter Fontaine wrote, "When they heard that Rolfe had married Pocahontas, people talked about high treason. People thought marrying an enemy princess was treason." Pocahontas had different names. Her people sometimes called her Matoaka. She became a Christian and had a Christian name, Rebecca. Pocahontas, or Lady Rebecca, died on a ship. It was at Gravesend when she died. She had been sick for 3 days. The doctors said, "It's smallpox, but we don't know much about the cause of her death." They buried her at St. George's Church. A fire destroyed the church in 1727. Pocahontas never returned to see her father. John Rolfe became Secretary of Virginia and Captain Argall became governor, but people did not like him because of his bad nature. In August 1618, the people of the Virginia Company wrote to Captain Argall, "We do not know why you told us that Opechancanough and his people want Thomas Rolfe to be in charge. I think you are trying to use it to make you more important." John Rolfe died in Virginia in 1622. He had a few children when he died. He married a new lady after Pocahontas died. No one knows the name of his third wife or when they got married. John's brother, Henry Rolfe, looked after Pocahontas and John's son after John died. Their son was called Thomas Rolfe. When Pocahontas died, he went to live with Sir Lewis Stukely of Plymouth. He wasn't a good man and Thomas had to move. This is how he came to live with his uncle, Henry Rolfe. Henry Rolfe made sure that Thomas went to school in London. When he was grown up, Thomas went to Virginia. In 1641, he asked the king, "Can I go and visit my Aunt Cleopatra?" He had to ask if it was okay to go and see her because she was an Indian. Cleopatra was the sister of Pocahontas and lived in the Indian lands. Men had to get permission to go and visit the Indian lands. Thomas had one daughter. She married Colonel John Bolling. They had a son, Major John Bolling. John Bolling named his son after himself, and he also had 5 daughters, all of whom married. They married Colonel Richard Randolph, Colonel John Fleming, Dr. William Gay, Mr. Thomas Eldridge, and Mr. James Murray. In 1618, Powhatan died. He had enjoyed his life of fighting and living in his land. Powhatan is a very important man in early Virginia history, and he deserves his place. He was a clever man. He did a good job stopping the white men from stealing his land, but he was not as clever as Captain Smith. There is something sad about the end of his life. He was very upset that Pocahontas had died so far from home and in a strange land. There were lots of white men who came to Virginia and stole the land from his people. He had asked for peace and said he would move away from them. He only wanted the white men to leave him and his people alone.